Hi there, how you doing? My name is Dylan Gallagher, founder of Emily Now. Our goal is to help you increase your profits, increase your value so that you and your business can do more. You can have money to save for the future, you have money to invest in growth and new opportunities, and you've got the ability to give back to the community around you if you so choose. So we put these episodes together to try and help you understand how to deal with the money, the finances, the nerdy stuff of your business. And even though you might have a finance team or some really good accountants, our job is to try and stimulate some thinking, maybe put a rock in your shoe about different topics that help you increase your profits and increase your value. So the episode today is going to cover a bit of a high-level conversation that I have with lots of entrepreneurs and business owners, and the answers that I get to the question that I ask is often varied and causes a lot of trouble and a lot of confusion for the person I'm asking. So the question usually goes something like this. Entrepreneur, business owner, what's the end run? What's the goal of what you're doing here with your business? What are you looking to do in the long term? Are you looking to sell your business? Are you looking for someone to buy it from you, like your management team? Or are you looking to pass it on to the next generation? Or are you looking to just create an ATM machine, a cash cow, if you will, that just pays you dividends for years to come? And it's interesting, you know, I don't think I've ever met an entrepreneur yet, and I've done this for 20 years, that is able to say to me, Dylan, I know exactly why I'm doing this. I want a plan for four generations of my family, and we're going to build this conglomerate company, and I'm just the beginning. Nobody talks like that. In fact, many businesses that I deal with, small to medium-sized businesses, so revenues of less than $50 million, a lot of times those businesses are created out of necessity. They're created out of desire. Maybe it started with a lifestyle idea, or it started with, you know, we can fix that problem in the marketplace, or we can service that kind of a customer with this type of a product or service. But rarely does a business begin with the end in mind. And so when a guy like me comes along and says, so what's the point of you running this business? What is it you're trying to achieve? That can become a really hard question to answer. But here's why it's important. If you understand what the destination looks like for you as an entrepreneur or a business owner, then it helps you understand what decisions you need to make today. As an example, one of the hardest things that a business will ever do is take on a partner for the sake of capital, for money. So say you need to expand or you need to grow and your balance sheet doesn't really support getting a loan, and so you end up looking for a partner. Well, now that partner is gonna bring something different to the conversation, something different to the dynamic of the business, because an investor's interest in your business is to get a return. It might be to be part of the philosophical reasons that you're doing this. It might be for some of the high-level reasons that you started the business and want to achieve it, but you have to be fair in understanding that an investor didn't start a business with you, and so they're looking for a return. So if they don't know where you're going, if they don't know where your business is going, then it makes it very difficult for them to want to make the investment. Maybe if you were looking to sell your business to another company, or maybe you wanted to go public, then the investment becomes very simple to understand. We're going to put in this much money now, we're going to own this much, this percentage of your business, and then when you finally sell it or go public down the road, we know what kind of return we're going to get. So that conversation becomes very easy, and then it becomes easier to put a deal together. But if you're an entrepreneur and you don't know what the end looks like, then a simple decision, even though there's lots of moving parts, but a simple decision to bring on a partner can be very troublesome. In fact, even making the decision to grow, let's open another office, let's go to another marketplace, let's see if we can expand into a new region. If you don't know what the end goal for you and your business is, it begs the question, then why expand? Why grow? Why start that new product, or rather, why launch that new product, or why go into that new region, or why go into that new market? What's the point? So it matters that you, as the entrepreneur or business owner, have your sights set on what the future should look like, or what you're trying to achieve. And that can be difficult if you don't have somebody to talk to in your business. Say you can't really sit down with your finance team or your senior accountant or your controller or your operations manager and say, hey, I just want to bounce some ideas off you. Usually it doesn't work that way. In my experience, it takes sitting down with someone like us, someone like me, somebody who has exited a business before, someone who might be a potential investor in your business to say, look, I'm kind of lost here. You know, our business is doing okay. We're going to be around. We're going to, you know, the lights are going to stay on. We're not going anywhere. But I'm having a really hard time understanding why I'm doing this. Why am I getting up every day? Why am I working these hours? I mean, the paycheck's okay. And, you know, how many more houses can I buy or how many more cars can I buy? I mean, maybe you're not there yet, but if you kept going and your business was successful, eventually that begs the question. And maybe that's your answer. Maybe your answer is, I just want to go on more holidays. I want to purchase more homes. I want to purchase more vehicles. And that's fine. But then your business plan should line up with whatever that goal or that destination is, because you might be missing the opportunity to get to that goal sooner if your business isn't centered around the destination that it's trying to get to. And so there's typically a couple of ways that someone exits their business or the destination that they have in mind. They want to go public, and that horizon can be years away, it can be, you know, decades away. They want to go public, they want to sell the business to somebody else in the marketplace, like a hedge fund or an investment firm or a competitor maybe. Maybe they want to sell the business to the management team. So, you know, the folks that were there at the beginning, maybe they decide to buy the business over time from the ownership group, or maybe it's generational. Maybe the business is going to be passed down to the next generation of the entrepreneur or the business owner's children. And then lastly, a business can just run to collect the dividends that come off of it, and one day the business just shuts down. And it takes all of the value that it can while the business is operating, and then it shuts it down. But each of those things, each of those decisions, each of those destinations will change how you manage your business today. It'll change how you get up in the morning. It'll change how you deal with financial situations, like the inevitable, we've hit the skids, our business isn't doing what we thought it was gonna do, we've hit an economic downturn, we've lost our biggest customer, we've lost some of our key managers. Your business is gonna hit these very difficult moments, and if you're not really sure where you're trying to get to, those difficult moments can be really hard to find your way and navigate through. If you know where you're trying to get to, then it just becomes a stop off on the road to wherever it is you're trying to get to. And for a finance guy, somebody like me who focuses on the money side of business, so whether that's making an investment into companies, whether that is sourcing or finding them debt through our platform, or whether that's just having conversations about how to restructure their affairs because they're going through a tough moment, the conversations that I have with businesses always start with, where are we trying to get to? And many times a business owner, if they don't have an answer when times are good, they certainly don't have an answer when times are bad, other than just to stay alive. But life is kind of funny. Even if business feels tough right now, you kind of get what you're looking for. You kind of get what you're asking for. And so if all you want to do is survive, if all you want to do is get a paycheck, chances are you will just operate the business in such a way and make decisions that will inevitably happen. But if you can step back for a minute and say, here's where I think I want to go. And it's not a conversation you have once. It's not a conversation you have twice. It's a regular conversation, but it does start with, where do I hope we end up when all of this is said and done? Do I want to have given a lot of people a job? Do I want to have changed a marketplace? Do I want to have become ridiculously wealthy, and so all of the decisions I make are going to be centered around how to do that? Do I want to give back to the community and run a business that supports the community? I mean, there's lots of different destinations that a business can end up at, but as the entrepreneur or business owner, you should know where you're going, because if you don't, lots of these things can become really difficult in your business, because you are going to have difficult moments. And even the good moments. Let's not talk about the bad stuff. Let's talk about the good stuff. Even if your business is crushing it, you sign up another big customer, you sign up another big account, you do open into another marketplace. If you know where you're ultimately trying to go, then leveraging those good moments becomes easier because you know that if I got that big customer, the next thing I need to do is go and get that big customer because then that gets us to the revenue that we were hoping to get to, which ultimately helps position us for a sale one day. So anyway, just some things to think about here. This was brought up because I was meeting with a client last week that I'm looking at making an investment in for an interest in their business to help them get through a very difficult moment that they're having right now. And as we were talking through some of the high level things, they had gotten in our few meetings past, they had gotten a little bit annoyed because they didn't have answers to these types of questions. And when we sat down this last go around, they both had spent a lot of time thinking about where they wanted to get to. And, you know, their business is, you know, it's in a tough spot right now, but it's gonna come out of it. It's a great business servicing sort of the construction end of the market that I'm in here in this city. But they just need a little bit of help. And once they get that help, they're gonna be well on their way to where it is they want to end up. And hopefully I'm lucky enough to be a part of it. But anyway, that just caused me to want to put some thoughts together because I know there's lots of other entrepreneurs and business owners out there that maybe haven't determined their destination. And I would suggest if you can do that sooner rather than later, you might find that your business becomes more enjoyable. You might find that you're hopping out of bed, ready to tackle any of the problems and start to figure out how to capitalize on the opportunity. So if it comes to money, if it comes to finance, if it comes to the kind of the nerdy spreadsheet side of your business and you want to talk to someone, reach out to us. Certainly, we hope you'd subscribe to our content so that you're seeing these episodes and hearing these episodes on a regular basis. And if it turns out you need money, jump on the platform, create a profile, and see what options you might have. You might be surprised. So anyway, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And make sure you plan for your destination because you are going to get to wherever it is you think you're going, even if you haven't articulated that perfectly. You're probably gonna end up in the middle of nowhere, but you don't need to. Get out there and make some plans.